Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
J-Roll, Jimmy Rollins coming up in 15 minutes.
Wow.
Every time, it's one of the great Scott Fransky calls,
mm-hmm.
where he's not trying to be over the top. He's not being a puker. He's just naturally doing a call that the excitement is there, and he rises as Ruiz is coming around third. That's where he hits the peak, And that's what when you mentioned Jimmy Rollins, there's a couple different things I think about, but that's certainly one of them right there.
What did Charlie used to call him? He was a red light player. Yeah, red light player.
Yeah, Larry Boa did too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite Phillies ever, Larry Boa, and then coach and manager. Love Larry. Jimmy has a lot of Larry Boa in him, man. He really does. And Larry loved Jimmy. They have a great relationship. Charlie loved Jimmy. Right, like you think about Jimmy Rollins.
Well, Jimmy had a little bit of a happier disposition about himself than LB.
Well, he's different. He's different than Larry. But as right. far as defense,
yes,
and kind of being a ball buster, right? Like the one thing that I'll always remember about Jimmy, outside of that play or the team to beat, is just on a regular night in the middle of July, end of June. It's 1-1. The middle of the fifth inning, or the bottom of the fifth inning, and the camera's panning from a crowd shot back to the pitcher. The batter steps out. They pan the camera to the dugout, and Jimmy's just talking shop with Charlie. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy's got this smirk on his face, and he's saying something. And you can just tell. I always want to know, what are you talking about there? Like, what? And that was every night, every game. He had that relationship with Charlie where they would kind of go back and forth with stuff. So that's what, like, Jimmy Rollins was here for 15 years, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
You played here for...
7.
7 years is a long time in a city like Philadelphia. 15 mm-hmm. as the shortstop, as an African-American shortstop that had a little bit of a mouth mm-hmm. on him, is mm-hmm. a long time, and he handled it, and he brought this team a championship. And Jimmy Rollins is one of my favorite players in of this generation, of this era. So he joins us coming up at 2:15, and we're excited.
Yeah, he is my favorite Philly of all time, and my favorite season, the 2007 season, you know, for him to get that 20th triple, to do something that has very rarely be done, and then to really solidify the MVP season. I mean, to me, that year showed J-Roll at his finest, right? It was what J-Roll was all about. He can give you power. He can give you speed. He can give you stolen bases. He mm-hmm. gave you gold glove defense. He gave you clutch hitting. He gave you, at the beginning of the season, the confidence, the bravado. We're the team to beat in the National League East. And you best believe when they were down, coming down the stretch there, that was J-Roll that helped propel them to winning that National League East in 2007,
absolutely,
man.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's he. To me, when you think about that era, and I know – there are other central figures, Cole Hamels, Ryan Howard, who was probably the best piece, pun intended, and then Chase Utley. But I think J-Roll was the heartbeat of all of that. And, you know, when I think of that era, he's the first one I think of, Jimmy Rollins.
Maybe the most important piece.
Yeah.
Right? It just depends on how you look at it, but you're right. He really was the – when the Phillies went, it was because Jimmy was going, right? When
yeah.
Jimmy's getting on base – when Jimmy was stealing bases, when he was getting extra base hits, that gave life to the lineup. It really did. And he was, I agree with you, he was the, people looked at, I think, kind of look at Chase as being the quiet captain. Jimmy Rollins was the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Rollins was, he was the vocal captain. He was the guy. Chase led by
example. Which is a lot harder to do when you're the guy who has to be in charge of getting guys going. You're the guy who has to be the spokesman for the team when things aren't going well.
He was.
You're the guy that has to light the fire. That was J-Roll.
Yep.
That was J-Roll.
Yeah, it was. No, you're right. I mean, think about it. Chase isn't going to say much. When something happens, whether it's with you or somebody else who's the media going to, well, mm-hmm. they're going to Jimmy. Jimmy's a guy that would talk when stuff happens with him, than not running out of pop fire or whatever. Jimmy Rollins' relationship with Philadelphia fans somewhat was complicated with some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll ask Jimmy about the advice he would give a pending free agent star like Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, because he went through a lot here in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. What advice would he give?
He came here at a downtime and he saw the turn.
He did.
I'd love to hear what his thoughts are about the impact of a player like that at this time and stage of where the Phillies are. He was here when Jim Thome was brought in as the piece to sort of get the organization going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Back with the organization, a special advisor to the Phillies. What does a special advisor do? We'll ask him.
I don't know.
I mean, is this almost like an ambassador role? Is he going to, like, because Charlie Manuel, I believe, is also a special advisor. But he's watching minor league players and he's traveling down and working with guys. Maybe Jimmy's a guy that is working with their young infielders and guys mm-hmm. that are down the minors that need help with defense and learning the position. We'll ask him coming up here in less than 10 minutes now with J-Roll. Also, a great Harry Callis name, J-Roll.
Yeah.
Get a lot of them. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. I know it's a special Jimmy Rollins day, but it's also not a Monday, Tuesday. It is a...
Oh, you know it, brother. It's a Wednesday. We didn't forget about you. Happy Wednesday to everybody.
And on a Wednesday coming up, mm-hmm. post-Jimmy, after he comes on, we'll get into it a little bit because, listen, to make the Super Bowl, I think this is pretty clear. To make the Super Bowl, you need a great quarterback-coach combination. And do the Eagles have that right now? Do you have a type 3 top coach? Do you have a type 3 young quarterback in Carson Wentz? We'll talk about that on a Wednesday because, listen, as we get through this week and now we're in the middle of the work week, now we're starting to get steam towards the Super Bowl. And really, more than anything, I look at the Rams. Like, now I'm looking at the Rams and I'm saying, like, all right, well, what is Jared Goff? What is he for real? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're on the Super Bowl, but how much of that is Jared Goff? How much is that the coach? How much is that everything else? Do the Eagles have long-term? Are they set up to do something like that? So we'll get to that after Jimmy Rollins. What is when you think of a Jimmy Rollins memory out there, and I'm talking to the people, what is it? At Marks Reese WIP. Ben, I know you are a Rolodex of this team. What are your Jimmy Rollins memories?
So my favorite Jimmy Rollins memory, it's not the double, it's not any hit he had, it's the team to beat statement. I remember hearing that to start 2007. I'm like, this team hasn't been in the playoffs in, what, 14 years? And he's out here saying they're the team to beat over the Mets, who were one of the most stacked teams we'd had in this division in a while. I couldn't believe it. And they went out, and it looked for much of the year like they weren't going to win it. And they put together that month, that September was the most fun I think I've ever had as a sports fan in Philly short of the Super
that?
Bowl. It was unbelievable.
You remember that 2007 was different than 2008 where they won the World Series because that was the first taste that we got. And they didn't have the postseason success in 2007. But the way they were able to make the playoffs and the way they were able to do it with the Mets just totally falling apart and the team to beat thing came back. And by the way, that's the first of five titles, NFC East titles, that year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, being swept by Colorado didn't have nearly the type of sting as you thought it would have had because of how they arrived at that point. I mean, that season was it was such a roller coaster ride, and it was such a great ride that month of September for them to overtake the Mets late in September. I mean, that was almost rewarding within itself because Jimmy had prophesied what was going to happen as far as them being the team to beat in that division. But then it really set the stage for what was to come. And they came back in 2008. A lot of people forget they had to come back in September to win the division that year also.
Well, it was the...
like 17 games ago, they were down 7, I believe.
It was the... In 2008, they were... I mean, they literally had to go to almost the... I guess it was 2007... They had to go to the last. No, it's 2008. They had to go to the second last game of the season to clinch, mm-hmm. and it set up Cole Hamels for the postseason because he didn't have to come back to the last day of the season, and they more or less were able to line him up for the postseason. If you look at it, started the first game against pretty much everybody.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.